But we've got Dan Geyer from the president of Brunswick Youth Sports. Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. They're probably for the Chair Olympics.
Absolutely. Is this something that they would have in a youth sports program? I don't know. But what are some of the things? Tell me about Brunswick Youth Sports. That's the actual title of the organization, right?
That is correct. Thank you very much. Brunswick Youth Sports, we've been around for over 50 years. We have T-ball, baseball, and softball for the kids in our organization. We have a little over 1,500 young men and young women in our programs, mostly from the city of Brunswick.
So this would be sort of seasonal then? I mean, we're talking about when in Northeast Ohio you can play any of those games, or is there indoor components to this too?
It's primarily seasonal.
Okay.
We do have a fall league that plays as well, but it's predominantly in the summer. But the all-volunteer board is primarily working year-round, just trying to put on the next season.
Well, you got to come up with the teams, the coaches, people like that, right, to organize
all
that?
Well, it's not just the 22 board members. We have probably 400 parents that volunteer to coach or help manage a team. But our calendar year is pretty packed. People would think we're done in July, but August is the wrap-up month, September's elections, November is budget, December is getting the newsletter out for the next year, and Super Bowl Sunday, we're doing our in-person registrations.
Let's talk about budget. I assume there's a fundraising component to this, all you do?
Craig, thank you very much. As far as a budget, we have over $250,000 that we spend just to put on baseball for the year. There's four primary factors that go into that, being umpires, field crew, concession stand expenses, and equipment, because we have to keep our equipment new or refreshed so we don't have a young child getting hurt. So, we always take donors. In fact, you know, when you're looking at a piece of equipment that would be a gator, for instance, something that takes care of the fields, you're talking...
A what?
A gator.
A gator. Like an off-road vehicle, but it's not built for that speed. It's built for the heavy endurance.
Okay.
Those are thousands of dollars. Then when you're talking about a freezer or, you know, a slush machine in a concession stand, you're talking thousands of dollars. So it does get rather pricey. So donors, we always, you know, welcome our donors, and we're very thankful for people that help us.
We're learning more about the business community here, too. We learned more about that yesterday. I imagine you count on their support as well.
Yes, we do count on our business support. We have some people within our board that are great fundraisers that are willing to walk door to door. We get people that reach out and talk to us because they want to be associated with baseball. Our intent is to keep our cost as relatively low as possible, because we feel, you know, every young person in the city of Brunswick should be able to participate in baseball. One of the reasons we dropped to 3-4 T-ball, offering that this year, is because of the social skills. Yes, you get some social skills with preschool, but you also get it in a team activity environment. So, you know, it's very unique, and it's very fun to watch the kids play.
You mentioned this organization has been around about 50 years or so, sort of starting in the 60s when a lot of, you know, baseball, little league kind of things were really taking off. What's been the progress, or how much of an involvement as far as players? Sometimes baseball seems to be a sport that other kids get other things to do. What kind of an enrollment do you have for that, or what kind of a participation from the young people?
The young people, we probably in T-ball will get a couple hundred people. It can vary from year to year depending upon how good we are at reaching out and contacting the various different groups within the city of Brunswick. There's a very good one that's the Brunswick Preschool PTA. It's a group of moms and kids, and they're good at getting the news out. But we get a lot of our kids that, you know, they may start out in baseball, but they're phenomenal in basketball or swimming. We have cheerleaders, lacrosse players, they all started with Brunswick Youth Sports, and it's awesome to watch these kids, you know, grow up and find what they're really interested in. So,
and it's a way for the kids to connect to one another, but parents too. You know, this parent meets that parent, and suddenly you've got new friends.
Absolutely, and it's always interesting when you run into neighbors that you didn't know you had, and you meet some new ones, and you know, it's very interesting. You walk into the bank, and people are telling me about how their team's doing this year. So it's very fun.
Well, we were coming, I guess, to the end of your season, if it's not already been completed. How did it go, and who are some of the champions you might want to?
Well, we have various different age groups, and you know, we would probably be naming, you know, 10 or 12 different champions, because there's, you know, six on the boys and five on the girls' side, different leagues. We have 100 teams, and that's even a challenge for our scheduler as well, too, just to put the
teams together. And playing all within
Brunswick? All within Brunswick, okay. And all within other Brunswick teams. We put together a schedule that, you know, predominantly sets forth so many home and away games, and then they start their playoffs, and the excitement builds, and sometimes we get some parents maybe be a little overzealous, but I think we all are at sometimes when it gets down to the playoff time.
Have you had an opportunity, you know, over the years, 50 years, and you've been involved with it for a portion of that, have you had a player or two emerge and go on to play maybe semi-pro or professional baseball later?
We've had many kids where I primarily track them, and I would have to go through your history, so our history, I apologize. But we've had many successful athletes come through Brunswick Youth Sports that will play at the high school level. They'll play collegiately or in another sport because they, again, learned how to, you know, play an organized team activity and take instruction and move forward like that. Yeah. So it's exciting when you see that happening, and you see some of these kids going to, you know, a McDonald's Classic in basketball or winning a championship here. It's very satisfying because you know these kids.
Sure, especially when they're young and you see them and you realize they're just sort of good athletes, or they kind of understand the game, and they could transfer to any other sport and be successful in that as well, too.
Absolutely, and it's fun to watch the various different age groups and the strength and endurance some of these athletes have. They'll go from picking dandelions or blowing dandelions to actually knowing where the play is, calling it out, and you're, as a coach, watching, and you're going, oh my gosh, these kids are phenomenal. And it's exciting to watch. It doesn't matter what age group it is. It's, to see the skill sets is awesome.
We're talking today with Dan Geyer, president of Brunswick Youth Sports. What got you involved with that? I mean, was there a child you had involved, or at some point were you involved in this type of an activity? What was it that got you involved that you're taking the reins on this?
Well, thanks for asking, Bruce. I actually had both of my daughters that were involved. That played, and I used to play myself years ago, and I felt I was missing too much with Brittany and Samantha, my daughters, so I got into more managing, and the satisfaction you get working with your kids and your team as they grow up, and we redraft every year, so it's very interesting. It's fun, but that's what got me involved. I was on the board for about 6 years prior to this, and I only get involved with nonprofit boards that benefit kids. That's been my primary focus, because they're not going to come up and say thank you, but you can see with the smile on their faces how much they enjoy what they're doing, and that's where you get the satisfaction.
Where do they normally play? Do you have some really nice fields to play at around the area here?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Well, we use the city fields. We, a few years ago, got into a 10-year lease arrangement with the city. We use Mooney Park. There's five fields over there. And we also use some of the fields at Nura Park. Most recently, we just put about $43,000 into the Mooney Park complex to upgrade and improve the fields, because with the weather up in Northeast Ohio, it takes a toll on the fields itself. And most of this was due to help drainage, to make the infields play a little truer for the kids, and improve and enhance the game.
Well, they learn also what Mother Nature can do to their game. That's the one sport where they have to look at the weather forecast and determine whether or not it's going to benefit their game, and they're going to be able to play those, you know, throughout the
Well, that's true. The improvements that we did over this past spring actually benefited the fields because we had very few rainouts. When it rained out, it did rain out. But the fields could take a lot more water, and you know, our field crew, Ron Neumeyer is one of our volunteers. He's overseen the guys for years. They did a great job getting the fields ready for us to play every day.
Wow. Sounds great. If you want to find out more about the Brunswick Youth Sports, what's a good place for them to check? I suppose you have a website, even maybe even Facebook, that people can connect with you?
Yes, we are on Facebook, Brunswick Youth Sports, and we're also on the website. It's brunswickyouthsports.com.org, and you can look us up. And you'll see our numbers. If you have any questions, you want to become involved with the board, again, we're an all-volunteer board. You just want to coach, or you have questions about getting your youngsters involved, because it's a great social aspect to start with, and they learn good team concepts going forward.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, sharing all about Brunswick Youth Sports. Dan Geyer, the president, again, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate
it. Bruce, Craig, thank you.